This is Dictation Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, Belk, B-E-L-K. This is Dr. Sheikh, Data Service 118-2013. This is a revisit. Patient is still complaining that she's got a headache. She thinks she's got some twitching of her arm when she sleeps. And this is something new after the accident. The neck pain is still there, it's dull in nature, and the numbness tingling goes down her arms. Also, she's got dull back pain. Basically, it's continuous, and there's no urine or fecal incontinence. Left knee pain is worse than righting. Left knee pain is worse than right, and the pains all get worse when she gets up from a sitting or lying position, and the hips are also hurting. On examination, BP is 140 by 85, pulse 81, pulse oxygen 98%, rest was 20, temperature 98.1, HE and TTM was negative, trachea was midline, cervical paravertebral muscle spasm, right and left lateral flexion of the neck, elicit discomfort, heart regular rate rhythm, lungs were clear to occultation, no easing, no bronchi, positive breath sounds bilateral, left chest wall had discomfort, circumduction of the shoulders also elicited the circumduction bilateral shoulder elicited some discomfort. LS area, paravertebral muscle spasm, limited range of motion LS area because of pain. Straight leg raising elicited discomfort bilateral lumbosacral area. Left knee flexion extension elicited discomfort. Right knee minimal flexion minimal discomfort flexion extension. New paragraph, I did review the MRI results with the patient, and basically in the MRI they did of the C-spine, there was a cellar mass they saw, and also on the C-spine MRI they saw there were some abnormalities on the thyroid. I explained to the patient these abnormalities are not related to the accident, that she should see her primary care physician to get the appropriate diagnostic testing. New paragraph chest x-ray showed a fracture of the left sixth rib. Impression was fractured left rib and bilateral shoulder sprain, cervical sprain, lumbosacral sprain, left knee sprain / contusion. New paragraph, left thyroid abnormality, and the abnormality noticed in the cella turcica with respect to the pituitary. Patient is advised to follow with the primary care for the SED. New paragraph, we will continue with the medications. Vicodin, yes, every 6 to 8 hours of need for pain. We will start physical therapy 3 times per week for 6 to 8 weeks, and address and reassess the patient in 4 weeks or earlier if deemed necessary.